For Thomas Matters Radio, this is Mark Collier. Always brought to you by Omega Processing Solutions and City Barbecue of Highland Heights. Holidays are almost here, guys. Small business owners, if you've been having problems with your merchant processor, why are you not calling Omega Processing Solutions? They're here in town, headquartered in Fort Thomas, Kentucky. They are really easy to work with. They have a simple application process. You probably even have mutual Facebook friends with the account executives that work at Omega Processing Solutions. To schedule an appointment with one of their professional account executives, you can call 866-888-9724, 866-888-9724, or drop an email to info@omegap.com. Put Fort Thomas Matters in the subject. They'll know what you're talking about. They're going to hook you up. Omega Processing Solutions. So today on the show, we're going to talk about an article that I wrote for WCPO Insider. It does have a paywall. So if you haven't signed up for WCPO Insider, you might think about doing that. You can always pay for a day access, which I think is a dollar. But I'm going to give you the gist of kind of what the story is about. And in this instance, we broke a story. It's not been out anywhere else. I'm sure that it will be. So Inquirer, if you are listening, here is your show prep for today. Judge Greg Popovich, district court judge in Campbell County, been a sitting judge since 1993. Has received a letter from the Judicial Conduct Committee. It's the only entity that can take action on a sitting judge. Received a letter from them October 2nd of this year, alleging 54 specific instances of perceived judicial misconduct. So, first and foremost, Judge Popovich is flatly denying all the new allegations. In May of 2015, so earlier this year, which was when the hearing was, even though that he was found guilty of violating five judicial canons for misconduct and eventually suspended for 15 days, he still asserted that he had done nothing wrong. He said that he just did not want to appeal for purely financial reasons. A lot of this, I guess he perceives as being political. And during the first hearing earlier this year in 2015, had to do with the charges stemmed from a DUI case in court during a status hearing on August the 5th of 2014, in which the judge said, it appeared that the assistant prosecutor, Cameron Blau, was helping the defense with the case. The incident was recorded on video. The statements in open court happened when Judge Popovich was then locked in a tight reelection race for judge with Blau. So he was found guilty of five judicial, you know, acts of misconduct. Those being, basic misconduct, failing to respect and comply with the law, and failing to act in a manner that promoted public confidence and integrity and impartiality with as being a judge, and allowing political and outside interests to take precedence over his judicial duties. And then the fifth charge, it was for being not patient, dignified, and courteous to defense counsel. He received a similar violation in 2011, which was a public reprimand, which the public reprimand and being found guilty of having ethical violations as a sitting judge is very rare. It doesn't happen that often. So you've kind of got a history here of reprimands. There was a small campaign violation in 1993, which was a private deal. Then, of course, in 2011, you had a public reprimand. And then earlier this year, you have being found guilty of 5 ethical violations. And now there is a another complaint that's been filed. This one seems like it's more lengthy. It's got 54 allegations. So that letter was sent to Judge Popovich on October 2nd of this year. October 19th, Judge Popovich and his legal team, which is Jack Gatlin and Thomas Burns, filed a response, and they flatly denied everything, asked for additional time to prepare the response. Then December 4th of this year, so, you know, a little less than 2 weeks ago, the JCC instituted formal action against the judge, asked him to attend a conference in Lexington. There's been no indication whether he attended or not. I reached out to his attorneys as well as the Judicial Conduct Committee's attorneys, and who is Jeff Mando, and I've gotten no response. So December 8th was the date that Judge Popovich filed a complaint against the JCC, and he is basically claiming that the JCC is trying to deprive him of his property interest, which is his elected judicial seat, and is not giving the judge due process because the JCC is acting as a complainant, investigator, prosecutor, fact finder, and judge. They are the judge and the jury. So he's saying that it's not a fair hearing. He's also saying that his First Amendment rights, which are freedom of speech, are being infringed upon because he is claiming that he can say whatever he wants while he's on the bench. There are some other claims that the judge and his defense team are making, but for the sake of being a little bit on a truncated time schedule, we're not going to talk about those in depth because I get bored. I get bored reading and trying to interpret legalese, and I'm sure that it's just as boring to listen to it. So at the end of the day, what the judge is saying is that he's not been able to be afforded a fair trial because of the JCC. So he filed that complaint for judgment against the JCC on December the 8th. The next day, they filed a restraining order or an injunction against the JCC as well for a temporary restraining order. So in summary, they want a federal judge to issue an order temporarily restraining the JCC from continuing their judicial conduct hearing against Popovich and the most recent allegations until the conclusion of the federal case. So that is everything that is going on right now. I was able to obtain the complaint and the injunction, which is where I got a lot of this information from. Nobody else has this. So I asked for some comments from the parties involved, being usually I go through the attorneys on this kind of thing. So I did not reach out to Judge Popovich directly, but I did reach out to his attorneys, which are Jack Gatlin and Thomas Bruns. I also reached out to the Judicial Conduct Committee's attorney, which is Jeff Mando. And then the JCC is basically made up of a bunch of judges and attorneys throughout the state, and they look at these cases independently. The two that are from Northern Kentucky that have had to recuse themselves that are on the JCC are Judge Karen Thomas and Stephen Wozniak, I think that's how you say it, who is the chair. He recused himself in the previous case in 2015 when the judge was found guilty of violating the 5 ethical canons for a judge. So the judge has some issues to deal with. Some of the allegations, in my mind, the timing of these things are going to be important. because, you know, a lot of them were reviewed in a span between, they were reviewed in a span between June 3rd, 2013 and August 17th of 2015. That is before, during, and after his most recent reprimand. That complaint, again, was filed September 8th of 2014. Judge Popovich was sent that complaint on October 27th of 2014, and then the hearing was May 28th of 2015. The final decision or the reprimand was issued on June 17th of 2015. So these new complaints, the 54 allegations, were in a span between June 3rd, 2013 and August 17th, 2015. So you've got some allegations that happened during the investigation of the previous one and after. So he was suspended for 15 days. So I think those are going to be the most problematic for the judge to explain, because at that point, you know, you kind of have a microscope on you. You've just been suspended for 3 days or 15 days from the bench without pay. And again, he is flatly denying those allegations as well as the new ones, and just saying that it was a financial you know, appeal to not spend his kids' college funds appealing this, is basically what he said. So I'm going to read some of the allegations. And again, these are only allegations. Judge Popovich and his legal team will likely fight these things that are being said, but they were reviewed in video recordings from some hearings in the courtroom. So here are some of the allegations, and there's 54 of them. I'm not going to read all of them, but it'll just give you a little taste. So the JCC has some allegation as follows. I'm talking about Judge Popovich. You are habitually impatient, undignified, and discourteous with defendants, defense attorneys, public defenders, and others with whom you deal in your official capacity. You habitually fail to ensure that defendants appearing before you understand their rights and the rights that are given up if they plead guilty. Instead of explaining or reading a defendant their rights, you often send them to talk to public defender and then ask the public defender to say whether the individual understands their rights without inquiring of the defendant directly. You have also relied on statements from family members and prosecutors that defendants understand their rights. So obviously those are pretty general. Those are hard to, you know, I guess would be hard to prove. If you're habitually doing something, that means that it's more than sometimes thing. So, you know, how specific does that need to get? How hard is that to prove? I don't know. But those are, you know, some of the things. Here's some specific instances which, you know, happened before the original hearing for the last time he was found guilty in 2015. On June 10th, 2013, you stated in open court that you did not have time for a parking ticket case and told the defendant that it is your position that no one is entitled to a trial on a parking ticket. You then threatened the defendant that the prosecutor was not, as originally offered, going to dismiss one of the charges because the defendant reneged on the deal. So that's a specific, obviously, you know, instance. And so it'll talk about, you know, specific dates. June 10th, there's a couple, there's two different allegations from that date. There's one, two, three from June the 18th of 2013. There's five from June 21st, 2013. It goes on like that. Most of these occurred, a lot of them occurred in 2013. 2014, there were only two specific allegations from 2014, which occurred on June the 18th and September 24th.
And then allegation number 36 through 54 occurred on specific dates in 2015. And then the final one that I'm going to read is after his hearing on May the 28th, and then obviously after his suspension. So this is August 11th, 2015, of obviously about 3 or 4 months ago. Prior to the arraignment of I'm just going to call him Caleb, the bailiff whispered something in your ear. You then called out to the defendant's mother in the courtroom and openly chastised her, saying, "Ma'am, if you think I can magically know that there are those problems exist, you're just wrong." Then you said, "Then the mother wants to complain, and I am supposed to somehow magically understand that he has mental health problems." You then asked the prosecutor about judicial diversion, saying that you were not going to let a mental health court impose any sanction unless it came back to you. You then asked the mother if she has discussed it with her son and asked if he understood. You again chastised the mother, saying, "We are not playing this game again because you raised a stink all over the courthouse. How am I supposed to know he understands? You're his mother. You help us out. Do you know that he understands?" You then said to the mother, "And he understands. If he doesn't complete it, he will be right back here in this situation." You then said, Mom's the one who is doing the complaining that I don't have magical powers. Bye, Mom. Out." So that gives you a taste of some of the allegations. I'm not a legal person. I have zero interest in ever trying to be. But so I have no idea whether these allegations will hold up. I have no idea how serious some of them are. I don't know which ones of the 54 allegations are stronger than the others. There's no denying that Judge Popovich is very well liked in Campbell County. But at the same time, when you run for political office, and I've talked to people across the state that say that Northern Kentucky is probably one of the most vindictive regions in the state, as far as when you run for political office, even when you win on election day, the politics don't stop. So, you know, you have to deal with some of the ramifications, and that's why a lot of the election tiers, they don't get so dirty publicly, because when they do, these ramifications, these political ramifications, seem to hold on for a long time. And maybe that's what's happening here. I don't know. But whatever the case is, Judge Popovich has to now deal with 54 new allegations, which is obviously not ideal for him. So that is what is happening right now. And again, you can read this story on WCPO.com/insider. I will have a link to that story in the podcast article on ForThomasMatters.com. So with that, I think we're going to leave it at one podcast topic for today, which is what is unfolding in the district court room of Judge Popovich. But I did want to give you a preview of a story that we're going to have on ForThomasMatters.com. Again, Inquirer, if you're listening, here's some show prep for you. So we attended a planning commission meeting, which is honestly, it's pretty interesting. And maybe that's just because I'm a huge dork that follows this kind of stuff more so than anybody ever should. But I found it really interesting. Had to deal with some tenants having some issues with some zoning and the ordinance pertaining to that. And so it's pitted some businesses here in Fort Thomas against the landlord, which that's really all I'm going to say at this point, because I want you to go read it on ForThomasMatters.com. That'll come out tomorrow on Friday the 18th. So make sure you check back ForThomasMatters.com then. But before that, let me tell you about the More Cowbell sandwich at City Barbecue in Highland Heights. If you've not had it yet, it is literally award-winning. Voted best sandwich in the nation. That is the More Cowbell. It's got beef brisket topped with peppers, smoked provolone, onions, creamy horseradish, and it's all on Texas toast. It's freaking amazing. I mean, what can I say? It's amazing. 2760 Alexandria Pike, Highland Heights, Kentucky. 859-415-4544. Go see my boy Ethan. Ethan will hook you up. Tell him 4 Thomas Matters sent you. And see what he'll do for you. Anyway, for 4 Thomas Matters Radio, my awesome sponsors, Omega Processing Solutions and City Barbecue, this is Mark Collier.